شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحب دنياه أضره بآخرته، ومن أحب آخرته أضر بدنياه، فآثر ما يبقى على يفنى، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life in this world. And no matter for how long a period a person is destined to live in this world, inevitably he is going to see his end. And at the same time, for whatever fortune a person has in this world, that fortune also is going to come to an end. Whether he spends of it during the course of his life, or whether he wastes it during the course of his life, or his life ends, and what becomes of that fortune, it remains for everybody else to enjoy. So for us to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with an objective and a destiny, and the destiny for every person is that the destination of Akhirah. But needless to say that man has become heedless of the fact, and we have forgotten that we are living for our destiny, and that is of Akhirah. It is like a person who is on journey and he comes to a railway station or he comes to an airport and he becomes engaged and engrossed in the things of that waiting room, of that transition period, and he wants to realign and refurnish that waiting room, etc., etc., and he forgets what is his destination. So what happens to a person in the path, in the journey of his life in this world, when he forgets his destination? He becomes engrossed in the pursuits of the world, and the love of the world begins to enter into his heart. The world per se, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the world and everything attached to the world for the benefit of this mu'min. But when man loses focus of his destination of Akhirah, then this that's supposed to be of benefit to him in turn becomes harmful for him. And then the love of the world enters into the heart of a person. Luqman alayhi salam once advised his son that this heart is such a vessel that it cannot contain water and fire at the same time. This heart is such that we cannot have the love of Allah, we cannot have the love of the year after in our heart at the same time harboring the love of this world. This world has no value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world and everything attached to this world is worthless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that is connected to the world is temporary. A principle that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, that person, man ahabba dunyahu adharra bi akhiratihi, that person who has the love of this world, most definitely he is going to harm his akhirah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ آخِرَتِهِ أَضَرَّ دُنْيَاهُ, and that person who enjoys the love of Akhirah, he is going to see some harm and affliction to his life of this world. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's advice, that a principle we need to bring in our life, that فَآثِرُ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَىٰ يَفْنَىٰ, that give preference to that which is eternal over that which is temporary. The life of Akhirah, it is forever. It is something that is promised. It is something that we need to bring yaqeen upon. On one occasion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was reciting Quran to Sahaba, the surah Sabbih Isma Rabbika al-A'la. He came to the ayah, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى, that they choose and desire the life of this world, although the life of Akhirah, it is forever and it is better for them. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud kept quiet. The entire audience was quiet. Again he recited the ayah, and then he said, and he addressed them, that most definitely we are all engulfed in the sickness, that we are drowning with this of the love of the dunya. And then he elucidated and he said, the reason for this is because we visualize the apparent things of this world, the embellishments of this world, the beauty of this world, and that is why the desire of that is in our hearts. But the desire of Akhirah is not in our hearts because we cannot see it. That is why this heart needs to be trained to gain the love of Akhirah. In regards to the world and the worthlessness of this world, on one occasion Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was walking with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they came across a dump heap, and upon that dump heap was lying a dead kid, an offspring of a goat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam addressed Sahaba and he questioned them, and O my Sahaba, is this of any benefit to the owner? Sahaba said, obviously not, O Nabi of Allah. If it was of any worth, it would not have been disposed of in this manner. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the earth is so contemptible in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it does not even have an equal's worth to the dead kid. And if it had to have the worth equal to the value of a wing of a mosquito, Allah would not have given a sip of water to the kafir. Most definitely, this world is worthless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we've all become engulfed in the love of this world that has filled our hearts. And what is the harm of this? It only breeds animosity. It breeds greed. It breeds hatred. It leads to feuds. It leads to all these different vices coming upon in our lives and in the lives of society. We are not saying that we need to totally absolve ourselves from the dunya, from the things of this world, but we need to choose a life where we can draw a line. Like a ship that is traversing the water, as long as the ship stays upon the surface of the water, that ship will hopefully reach its destination safely. But as soon as that water enters into the ship, that is when harm is bound to come to that ship. That is when there is danger for that ship to reach its destination. So as long as we are focused in leading our life, fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our attention towards Akhirah, as far as our relationship to this world, address this world, engage ourselves in this world to fulfill a need and not an objective, then the love of this world will not enter into our heart. Then inshallah we will be focused. Then we will reach our destination. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who will come on the day of Qiyamah, that he has testified, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, total testimony of tawheed to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but with it he has all sorts of other things, that person will not enter into Jannah. Nabi Sahaba asked, O Nabi of Allah, what is other things that you are referring to? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who has love of dunya in his heart, love of the world, that person who gives preference to this world over the life of the year after, that person who hoards so that he can enjoy in the life of this world, and that person who makes an ultimate attempt to enjoy the embellishments and the things of this world. He is devoid of his objective of the life of Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in this world for a specific purpose. The love of dunya is not to enter into our heart. On one occasion, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was seated with Sahaba and he requested for water. Water mixed with honey was presented to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And as he was about to take a sip, bringing the vessel close to his lips, he began to cry. And he wept so excessively that the entire audience of Sahaba also began to weep, affected by this condition and composure of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. After a little while, after he regained himself, again he attempted to take a sip of that water mixed with honey, and again he broke down. Then he addressed Sahaba and he recalled an incident when he was in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, once I was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was gesturing his hands as he was moving something away from him. Visibly in front of me, I could not see anything in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he then questioned, O Nabi of Allah, what is this gesture, this movement that you are making with your hand, that you're moving something away? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that the world came and presented itself before me, and I had turned it away. And then the world addressed me and said that you have safeguarded yourself from the world, from me, but there were others that will follow that will not be able to safeguard themselves from me. So the world is there. It is there as a temptation. It is there, but it's something that we need to safeguard ourselves from, bringing that love of the world into our heart. Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam once advised his son, and he said, your engagement to the things of this world should be proportionate to the life that you have left in this world. Nobody knows how much life he has left. And proportionate to the life of the hereafter, there is very little time that a person has to justify in spending, in acquiring this world to such an extent that the love of it enters into his heart. Thereafter he told his son that obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent proportionate to your dependency on him. There is no one that can absorb himself from his dependency on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to how you feel yourself dependent on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so you will give yourself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is in store for us? مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. How are we going to remove this quality of the love of the world from our hearts? Come on to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring about the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. When we will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the promise of Allah, Allah will give us a good, pure life. And وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In the life of the after, for whatever we had did in this world, Allah will most definitely show us His promises and give us the due recompense for that. The choice is ours. What type of life do we want to live? On one occasion, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah had blessed him with wealth. We are not saying that wealth is something that is abhorrent. We are not saying that wealth is something that is should be disliked. The love of that wealth, the hoarding of that wealth, the love of that to come into our heart, that is a problem. And how do we distinguish that? If the love of this world is going to deter us from the obedience of Allah, that is when we have a problem. If a person can't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the barometer is within every person for him to engage himself and his family. That if deen is not coming alive in my life, if I'm not obeying the command of Allah, and the reason being the amenities and the things of this world, then I have a problem. So on one occasion, Sulaiman alayhi salam was traversing and he was sailing with his throne in the sky, and he had the courtiers of the jinn and men on either side, and the army of the birds were giving him shade overhead. And as he was going, one saintly person saw the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam and they addressed, and they said, an expression came out, Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. At once Sulaiman alayhi salam remarked that the value of this one Subhanallah of this person is more valuable than the entire kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Why? Because this kingdom is temporary, but that the reward of that Subhanallah is that of perpetuity. It will continue forever and ever. So let us refocus our life and direct our life, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, to that which is eternal over that which is temporary. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice.